If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. I have a quick bloom note. Very quickly, I just want to say, or what's been put into my heart to share, is that there are going to be times where you need to share your truth, whatever that is. But there's going to be a time when you need to share your truth so that you can move forward from a certain situation where you are being held back. And you're going to need to share your truth because there are some shame around that truth. You feel like you're going to be judged. You feel like you've made so many mistakes and there's no way to come back from it. And so you hold on to that truth, that thing that's inside of you that you don't want to share because, again, there's shame, or you feel like you're going to be judged, or maybe it's just even embarrassing, whatever that truth is. It may even just be something that is embarrassing for you. But, you know, what do they say? The truth will set you free. I believe that's a saying. The truth will set you free. I'm speaking from knowledge here, or I'm speaking from experience here, because I have had to share some hard truths recently, and there was some shame around it. I don't think there's really fear of judgment, because I've shared my truth with two people, and there's definitely no judgment behind it. So it really wasn't that. And that's why I always say, by the way, that it's important to know who's on your squad. It's important to know who is on your team. It's important to know who you can go to, not necessarily for someone to solve like all your problems. It's not that, but just so you can be yourself, drop the mask, share your truth, have someone see and honor the humanity in you, have someone see and honor your journey, you know, your unfolding, your experience. And so I feel like, even though my friendship circle is not huge, I feel like I don't need to have a huge friendship circle. People I can genuinely say, yes, this is my friend. You know, I don't feel like I need to have that. More so, what's important to me is who the people actually are and how they show up for me and how I show up for them. That to me matters more. So anyway, it's important to have that type of community behind you, because, you know, shit is going to come up, and it can be fast. It can be painful. It can be hard. It can be scary. And what you don't want are people in your inner circle that are going to have a attitude of, see, I told you so. See, I would never do that. See, you know, oh, well, I have access to this, this, and this, and you should be like me, or too bad that you don't have access to this, this, and this. Like, there's a lot of ways that it can look, right? But I'm just saying, it's important to know who these people are in your life and make sure that they're the kind of person that you need around you, so that when you do need to share something, when you do need to, when you're going through some things, you need people that will have your back, okay? You need people that can keep, and also they can keep it real with you, but in a way that makes sense, okay? We need people like that. Anyway, what was I saying? I kind of got sidetracked here. But yeah, I've recently had to share some things. And I have. And I have to be careful that, or you want to be mindful that you're not sharing to just put your, like, put all your problems on someone else. It's not that. So there's definitely a fine line, you know? And also, you want people that you can share your truth with. Like, I have people that I can share my truth with, and they know, like, if I need to someone to commiserate with me, they can do that. If I just need someone to hold space for that truth, I can say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, but right now I really just don't want to talk about it. And they're like, okay, say less. They're like, okay, I understand. Because sometimes for me, just being able to express myself outside of a journal situation, because I do a lot of journaling, sometimes you just want to be able to show up and have human-to-human contact. That can also be a way for you to release. This is why having the right therapist is important. This is why having, again, the right friend circle is important. Just being able to show up in your full humanity, which is something that Black women, historically, we have not been able to do that. We have not had the space to do that. We have not been afforded the resources to do that, to be able to show up fully in our raw, unedited, you know, messy, whatever, truth. We haven't really been able to do that. Black women are always been, we've always been expected to be the martyr, to be the fixer, to be strong, to be resilient, to be able to do all the things and not be supported, to be the nurturer. Like we've been seen as the nurturer of others always. You know, even back in our history, we know that the Black woman who was raped, who was violated, who was commodified, who was childified, is that a word? Whatever, you know what I mean. We had children, a lot of times not by choice. Those children were stripped away from us, and our milk, our precious life-giving nectar was forcefully taken from us and given to white children. Like we are, I'm saying we as if it was me, but you know what I mean? Like our ancestors, we were forced to rear and parent babies that were not our own. So yeah, Black women, we have had to mask as a way to survive. But I want to invite you to find a way that feels safe for you. And I know safety can sometimes be hard, which is why safety is going to be one of the focuses for Brown Girl Self-Care going forward this year and beyond. But finding ways that feel safer to you to drop the mask, to share your truth, to show up fully in your humanity. Again, even if it's messy, raw, hard, uncomfortable, scary, you know, because that being able to share your truth, it can break some strongholds. Being able to share your truth can break down some walls. Being able to share your truth can, you know, clear up some of the path.
You ever make a tiny mistake with your bank and they just hit you with all kinds of fees like it's nothing? Overdraft fees, monthly fees, minimum balances, it's ridiculous. It makes managing money feel way harder than it should. That's why Chime feels so different to me. No hidden fees, no overdraft surprises, and it actually helps you stay in control. You can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and even access up to $500 of your paycheck whenever you need it. Everyday spending turns into real rewards, and you can build credit history safely with your own money. Goodness, my younger self could have really benefited from Chime back in the day, because it would have not only made taking control of my finances feel easier, but it would have helped me feel more confident handling money every month. Switching to Chime only takes a few minutes, and it's easy to see why people love it. Chime is not just smarter banking, it is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. It just takes a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/self-care. That is chime.com/self-care.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services, a secured Chime Visa credit card, and MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertised annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1.00% APY applies. No min balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms.
In 2026, my long-term goal is to never have to pay rent ever again. I'm still working on that, but until then, if rent is my biggest monthly expense, shouldn't it at least feel a little more rewarding to pay? That's the whole idea behind Built. Built is a loyalty program for renters that rewards you for paying rent, something you already do every single month. When you pay rent with Built Rewards, you earn points you can redeem towards flights, hotels, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, and much more. And in case you already are a homeowner in 2026, Built members can now earn points on mortgage payments too. So whether you are renting or you already own a home, Built works wherever you live. Plus, members can unlock exclusive neighborhood benefits from more than 45,000 restaurants, fitness studios, pharmacies, and other local spots. Think about it. What would you redeem your points toward if you built them up just by paying rent? Something you have to do anyway. Paying rent is better with Built, and now owning a home can be better with Built too. Earn rewards and get something back wherever you live. Join the loyalty program for renters at joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so that they know that I sent you.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That might be, like, there are some things that might be impeding you, you know, on your journey, because your journey might be littered with some very hard things that have either been thrown into the path, or you've been shouldering on this journey. Your backpack is full of just all these things, and you just have bottled up your truth. And sometimes that truth looks like rage, and rage is hella, it's beyond a-okay. Okay. Your rage, your sadness, your joy, your questioning, your like all of that is a part of your humanity, okay, to be clear. But some of us have been bottling up our truth, and you've bottled it up so much that it has hurt you. It has hampered you. And I realize that a lot of times we hold things in because, again, I don't know if I said this or not, but a lot of times it's been about survival. It's been about survival. But it ends up to a certain extent, like it ends up after it's been bottled up for so long, even though we've done it for safety, we've been taught that we have to just hold it all in. We've been taught that there's no room for us to fully express ourselves and be ourselves. But after a while, what was meant to help us survive, what was meant to help us, you know, stay safe, it can become the opposite. It can become the opposite. There's only so long that bottling up your truth for safety actually, I guess, is helpful or keeps you safe. So again, I want to stress that it's okay to share your truth. Some of you have been holding on to some things for a very long time. So my biggest advice is, in 2026, if this feels like this resonates with you, I want you to find ways to explore sharing your truth. This can look like, obviously, like I had mentioned earlier, journaling is a great way to share your truth. Obviously, therapy is a great way to share your truth. Again, make sure your inner circle truly is your inner circle. That's a great way to share your truth. But also, if you really don't know what your truth is, and you're like, well, I don't really know how to talk about this or share this, or I don't know really what to say. Sometimes being able to share your truth can look like doing something creative, like art. Sometimes it's just about you allowing yourself to feel expressed. And art is a great way to do that. And, you know, art is free, baby. I'm sure you have some notebooks around the house. I'm sure you have some form of like a few pens, maybe a black pen and a blue pen and a purple pen, or some pencils or highlighters or scissors and glue sticks and old magazines or newspaper clippings or whatever it is. There are ways for you to express yourself creatively. And again, I find that being able to do that when I know that there's something like stuck inside, but I don't really know, like I'm not clear on what it is, or I just know that something needs to be expressed. Being able to do something with your hands, like art or, you know, other ways that you can express yourself, that can be really helpful as well. So, you know, this year, I feel like it's going to be an interesting year for many of us, myself included. I'm in a place of transition, a new chapter, a new season of my life. Not only did I turn 50 this year, but last year, as you may or may not know, I ended up completely overhauling my life, moving from California to Arkansas, going to be living on I'll call it a homestead for a few reasons. And, you know, as much as things have been good, there have been some hard things as well. And so I feel like I'm in this valley currently. And I know that that's just life, and life be lifing. So if you're in a valley right now, you're not at a peak, or even at a, what's it called? Like a middle, not a peak or a valley, but just kind of like a middle, whatever. I don't know what the heck it's called. But if you're in a valley right now, you know, it can feel very hard. It can feel very hard, and you don't, like, if you're like me, if you're wired like me based on your childhood traumas, you don't want to complain to anyone. You don't want to talk about things to anyone. You don't want to share with anyone because you don't want to be seen as a burden. You don't want to be seen as a problem. You don't want to, you know, you just don't want to really make any waves. And so what happens is you just bottle it up and bottle it up and bottle it up and bottle it up. And it just becomes this heavy weight that feels almost impossible to bear, you know? And I don't want that for me, which is why I shared my truth and I journal and other things. I don't want that for you, and I don't want that for us collectively. So hence, or thus, why I made this quick little Bloom note. So I just grabbed my phone, and I know the quality may not be the best, but it is what it is. Sometimes when a word needs to go out, it just needs to go out. I'm not doing the whole perfectionism thing. Definitely not doing the whole perfectionism thing. So it is what it is. You know, if this doesn't resonate with you, then it just doesn't resonate with you. And that means it just is not for you. So yeah, girl, just that truth, you know, just that truth is something that we need. And again, ain't no shame in that, right? And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that, you know, those peaks and valleys, those highs and lows, you think that it's just you and you're an isolated case, or there's something wrong with you, or you're just not doing enough, or you're not good enough, or, you know, you always mess it up. I just want you to know, whatever it is, like those thoughts that you're thinking, like that's just not, that's not facts. It's not facts. A lot of us, we're going through something, or we will go through something this year, you know. That's just what it is. So you're not alone. I feel you. I see you. I want to continue sharing my truths, that you know that I'm healing right alongside you. This journey is imperfect. Healing is not a straight line. It's not linear. Just like life is not a straight line, it's not always linear. There's going to be some bumps and extreme highs and just shenanigans and hard times, you know. And that's a big part of just existing here, you know. So that's really all that I wanted to share today on this quick little Bloom Note. If you want to carry this further, you can always book a one-on-one session with me. We can talk through some things. We can make some next steps. Just email me at, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com. Or there will be a link in the show notes where you can directly book to get on my calendar, okay? All right, so I was thinking about you, so I made this quick little recording. I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.